This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a study out from the Bipartisan Policy Center not too long ago, the results of which might well be characterized by the phrase cognitive dissonance. The study found that nearly 70% of business owners don't believe that childcare affects their ability to hire or retain staff. But more than half of parents say childcare responsibilities do influence their decisions about where to work. Nearly a third of all parents in this economy, research shows, have jobs where their schedules change frequently and which don't confirm their schedules as much as 2 weeks in advance. And that does not for easy childcare arrangements make. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Every weekend, Ishani Gaston gets both of her work schedules for the coming week, for her job at Pizza Hut and her other job at Church's Texas Chicken in Durham, North Carolina.
Some days I could work morning, some days I'm working night, some days I could work all day.
Gaston is 25, and she says almost every job she's ever had has been like this, where her schedule has changed constantly, often at the last minute.
Fast food, I've been at McDonald's, Zaxby's, Waffle House. I've been all over that field.
She's also worked in retail and as a home health aide.
They're just about the same.
And now that she has a one-year-old son, she hasn't been able to find affordable daycare that works with her schedule.
It's hard because I don't have anybody to watch him besides my friend in the days that she can't or if she is busy. And then it's hard on her. I don't like calling her saying last minute, hey, I got to work tomorrow or this is my schedule for the week because it takes a toll on both of us.
This is the norm for millions of parents, especially those who work low-paid hourly service jobs.
It is really hard to wrap your head around just how much instability service sector workers routinely contend with.
Kristen Harknett, a sociology professor at the University of California, San Francisco, says not only is it common for people to get less than 2 weeks' notice of their work schedule, but
many of these workers tell us that they're expected to keep their schedules open and available for work at virtually any time,
including often before or after the traditional 9-to-5 or 8-to-6 hours that the vast majority of child care centers are open. Molly Kinder at the Brookings Institution says when that's the case,
how are you supposed to plan your life? And importantly, how are you going to plan the care for your children?
Not knowing when or how many hours you're going to work in a given week also means you never know how much money you're going to make, says Saru Jayaraman at the worker advocacy nonprofit One Fair Wage.
The combination of the unpredictable schedule and the unpredictable income is just devastating for parents.
So most people in these situations, like Ishani Gaston in Durham, end up relying on informal care, a friend, grandparent, or neighbor. And Lauren Hipp at the nonprofit Moms Rising says many also end up in situations where they have to choose between a job or a shift and taking care of their kids.
In the worst case scenarios, which happens a lot, families lose out on their source of income, their job, and their financial security.
A handful of cities, including San Francisco, Seattle, and Chicago, and the state of Oregon, have passed Fair Work Week legislation, requiring companies to give employees their schedules at least 2 weeks in advance and pay them more for last-minute changes. But Linda Smith at the Bipartisan Policy Center says parents still face challenges finding steady, affordable childcare.
I think what we're going to have to come to grips with in this country is that we need some kind of public funding of childcare.
That doesn't mean free.
But in order to get the workforce that we need, we're going to have to figure out how to make this system work for both parents and providers. And that's going to take some public investment.
As someone who's worked in the service industry for years now, Ishani Gaston would also like to see companies recognize the impact last-minute scheduling has on their employees.
There are some days where I may call you Monday morning and say, hey, you have to be in the next few hours. Put yourself in other people's shoes so that you can really see and understand what it feels like, especially if you have children.
Some businesses in the service sector have moved away from just-in-time scheduling, says Kristen Harknett at UCSF.
And they're profitable, and their workers are more satisfied and more loyal, less likely to leave. So I think we can also try to educate companies that they don't have to cleave to this just-in-time scheduling regime.
They can give workers more notice, and it can have benefits, both for workers and for the business. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.